Agenda Wears That Beard.
Guys, welcome to the episode of End of the West Comics. My name is Frank. Sonny is here.
I dropped my phone. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean for that to be so loud.
Oh, man.
Was that you that did that?
Yeah, I didn't know what that was going very on. Loud.
Dude,
good evening. How are we doing?
Oh, anyways. I was about to just have a regular conversation. I like accidentally threw my phone across the room the other day. It was wild.
Oh, man. It happens.
That happens, yeah.
You got the Superman curl going. Hot dog is here. Man. Yeah. Leave anyways. It, bro. Leave it. It's nice.
No, yeah, you gotta leave good. It. You gotta leave
okay.
it.
Okay, it's kind of annoying the hell out of me right now. But.
All right, well, if you don't like it, we don't like it.
Okay, all right, thanks. Okay.
All right.
I want you to keep it. You better keep it.
Why did you?
Brother Marcus is like here.
Brother Marcus.
What's up, everyone? Good evening. Let me get centered all. Let me get into the shot here. There we
like
go.
There, go sit in Sunny's lap.
A lightsaber behind you.
It does.
Wow.
Wow, lightsaber okay. next to you.
Yeah, that's why a glow stick.
I'm why on one today.
Speaking to everybody like
that. Yeah, Sonny's ornery.
Yeah, it looks like you have that lightsaber behind you. That's why I'm sitting right next to you.
I don't know why, man.
I don't either.
Good evening. You're a grumpy mythosaur.
What is that?
I'm grumpy.
Oh, you'll see.
I'm good.
Guys.
What?
What? It's always sunny.
It's always sunny.
In Philadelphia.
In downtown Las Vegas.
In downtown Las Vegas.
I don't know what's going down in Thank downtown you, Las Quan. Vegas. It's very busy over there.
Yeah. Guys, a couple days back, we got a new episode of Mandalorian Season 3.
Show do.
The second episode. Yes. I liked it more than the first one.
Yes.
I did too.
I agree.
I feel like I'm in the minority here.
What did you guys think?
Well, for me, it was definitely better than the first one. It impressive visuals. It looks like it's a great sort of, it's a strong premise if done correctly. You know, you have a, you know, path of redemption for Mando. So that's cool. Whereas the first story arc with the last two seasons, we were dealing with Grogu and getting him to safety and, you know, dealing with him in general, overall, keeping him protected. So, strong premise, but right now it's feeling a little kind of like I don't know what the stakes are. It's kind of dragging. I'm still trying to find out why the little green guy is with him. I mean, he's kind of at a distraction at this point, it feels like, because he's not really doing much. The time he's gone away, the time he's been going away, he's gone
not
away.
True. Yeah.
The time he's been away training, I guess, for what, 2 years or whatever, I would expect.
Summer camp.
Yeah. I was expecting maybe, you know.
They shouldn't have said that. They shouldn't have said it was 2 years.
Yeah, they shouldn't have because, I mean, I'm assuming.
It didn't make any sense.
It didn't make any sense. And then the little guy couldn't at least have a little, you know, lightsaber toy or something that he could wave around and practice
cool.
with. You know,
would have been really cool, actually.
You know, a wooden.
Yeah, a little something. Yeah.
Give him a wooden stick or whatever Ray had in the Force Awakens. Right.
Yeah, I mean,
right, that
or
light.
The glow stick
oh, yeah,
behind me.
Yeah, that one right there.
Yeah, there it is, right there.
If it was red, so, it would be a problem, though. Right?
It would be.
It would be. So, I mean, yeah, entertaining, great visuals. Good to see Bo-Katan again. We saw some Darksaber you know, just in this episode. That was pretty cool.
I think they've been doing a really good job of like just showing you that it's not easy to wield and it's something that maybe Din shouldn't have.
Yeah.
And I think this episode painted a really good picture of that, that maybe Bo should have it because she gets it and she goes crazy. She's like slicing that thing up that beat the crap out of Din. And Din, even with like some of the smaller things that he was fighting earlier in the episode, they were whooping him.
Yeah.
They were whooping him. And then Bo got it, or even before she had it, she was just tearing through those people. But I don't like, I understand that you guys want like Grogu to do like more like action oriented stuff. And I get that. And I'm not against that, but I'm not as bothered by it by you guys as you guys are. And I think to say he's doing nothing is just not true. Like he literally is the reason. He's
flipping around. And,
no, he's literally the reason parkour, that Bo comes to save Din. Like Grogu goes and gets him. And I understand your guys' standpoint where you're like, oh, well, he should have just saved her. Saved him, but they needed Bo to get there.
Right.
And so Grogu gets out, he goes and gets her, and they come back, and then they save the day. And Grogu does a little some along the way, you know. Throw someone with some force, you know.
Stealing snacks.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I
thought it was cool.
I didn't even watch it. And I think
that's great. Kinda, well, I wanna know what you thought then.
Yeah, I think that's kinda where I'm like to prove that like or to show that I forgot that the episode even came out and I'm not pressed to go like I guess see it until you said I should watch it.
Yeah, right. I thought it was cool.
I don't know, maybe I'm kind of do we need the third season?
Man, no.
Maybe wow. Okay. Am I man no on it? You know,
man no.
I think
man no.
Yeah, man no. So I don't know, man. I think I'm kind of over it. I think the Grogu following him around and like the it's kind of getting like okay, what are we doing? Like you said, where's the stakes? Like you know, I don't know.
I'm more or less distracted by him more than
and I feel like that's
him.
What okay. Din
you know
is
he's just a distraction. Like why? Okay, this cute little guy is following him around, but why?
Yeah,
he's super
because he's cute.
He's so cute though. I will admit,
and he's trying to raise him.
He's still not talking.
Pedro, I mean, Dad, Pascal. He's a dad. In
right. He's not talking.
In.
You know, no force language. No kind of
force language.
No whatever. You
I'm
know, no
interested
translator.
Into what force language would be.
Yeah. Right. No translator droid with him or anything.
Well,
he should have that by now.
At the towards the end of the episode, we get a glimpse of what we think is a mythosaur.
That thing was super dope
over there under the water. The thing was huge.
Yeah.
If you're looking by comparison, when her Bo-Katan is going by where his eye is
right. It's, that was cool. Ooh.
The thing is
like how like it was like gigantic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
I mean
so yeah, watch the last 10 minutes.
It's been it's been hanging out there. Like
so well, doesn't she say that homeboy, whoever the first Mandalore was, is his name Mandalore? I don't remember.
It was
Mandalore Mandalorian.
Mandalore Mandalorian. Yeah. He tamed it or whatever. And it's like just down there chilling and swimming around.
Right.
I thought it was cool.
That was cool. She like reads a plaque. They're in the underground cave or whatever. And she reads a plaque that says that talks about the legend in their language.
Oh,
and I
cool.
guess it's, yeah, I think it is Mandalore. I think that was the first person. Yeah.
Mandalore,
I'm going to come Mandalore, to Grogu's defense just a little bit, Sonny. You'll notice this once you go back, because you didn't watch it, but once you go back and see it, there's these parallels between Bo-Katan guiding Grogu through there and then
it's like you got it, buddy.
Din taking him through there like as a, like a tour, and he's talking about the things of the past.
Right.
And then Bo-Katan is talking about like this is where I lived. This is like my history.
Right.
You know, that was kind of like cool parallels is that they're showing him different things. He's like doing the same like guidance where he's floating in his little disc thing, whatever.
The little
egg. His little egg. Yeah. He's floating in there. He's like being like getting a guided tour. And then Din is saying about like, oh man, what could have been? Like, this is just ruins and blah blah blah. Like it's an abandoned building, you know, kind of thing. And like, then she's taking a tour and she's like,
this is my house.
Oh, this is where I grew up. This was my palace. This is where I was. I was in the waters of Mandalore. Like, you know, this is where I was present. It was a cool little parallel that you got to see. And I'm wondering what you think.
You know what I think they need to do? They need to get Grogu out of that crib. I think he needs to be walking around on his own and doing
but
his own
thing. But it would take way too long for him to walk around. You see, he's just like hobbling around, which is also the cutest thing in the entire world.
What if he was just doing cartwheels and flips and standing by? But yeah, I think Grogu's cute. I think there is something he will be served for. Yeah, Frank will come back sometime soon. I don't know. I miss him already. I can't touch him. But yeah, I just like Grogu, and I think I really do believe that they should have put those two episodes that were in Boba Fett at the beginning of this season.
Agreed.
I think it would have went a long way for making us more invested and more interested. Yeah. And it just would have it would have paid dividends instead of putting it in Boba Fett, which was just not very good. Like that right. show was just not great.
I kind of hate it. I think
like real mild salsa, dude. Like
real mild salsa,
dude. That show was like not that great. Oh, look at you!
Oh, hey, hey, there he is. Hey, and then Frank, dude. Let's all crowd around and do acapella on this one, Mike. All right,
everybody. Frank, there was a placeholder for you here.
Oh, there you go.
So
he's back.
But I will say, as far as like the strong points, so yeah, good visuals. Very, very cool. The creatures were cool. Some of the action that was present was cool. I think that, yeah, in terms of strong points, we did get a little more of that lore from Bo-Katan in terms of her past. So we got to know a little bit more about her and her history. So that was cool. Of course, the Darksaber action, which is definitely worth checking out.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to see.
And then, but then, yeah, we'll see where we go from here. Now that they've seen the creature, what are they going to, was episode 3, they're just going to run around and say, yeah, the myth, the legend, it's right, it's real.
Yeah, you probably.
Know? Well, I mean, like, who are you going to tell?
No, just like
the
that.
The Mandalorians are all scattered and
you make a good point. It's like, point, what so. Is the course of action? And right. I feel you.
Yeah.
So, them
people
seeing...
of Mandalore, respond to me, I'm telling you. No.
What was that?
That was all the rest of the season right there.
That's
what
we
needed.
So them finding the monster under the water, is that supposed to like what does that mean? Is that like that it's real? So like they're
it can serve a couple different purposes. It could be establishing the Mandalorian culture.
Right.
Bringing it back.
Okay.
Cracking is truly open.
Like the the planet is left like all, I mean, basically there were sands and deserts and everything like on that planet. And the green glow is all that stuff being melted because they had those,
super dope looking.
They had all the big fires and everything was like burnt all that sand. It was a cool look.
Glass is sand,
They maximized that studio thing that they were using. That was like that wrap around. Yeah. They used it a lot better, more efficiently, I'd say, than what they were doing with the MCU shows. Not really working with the MCU stuff.
Whoever the cinematographer is on the Mandalorian is much better at integrating that than whomever is doing the Marvel stuff. And whoever did it for the Batman, that's the best it's ever been.
Yeah.
I had no idea the volume was in that movie until I saw the behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All I can think of is like, remember that scene in Attack of the Clones where Obi-Wan Kenobi, he's trying to transmit a message from Geonosis when he discovers the droid factory. Mm-hmm. He discovers the droid factory and he's trying to transmit the message to the Galactus Senate, and you see all the Jedi in the Supreme Chancellor's chamber, and he's like, "Members of the Republic." You know, and he's talking and he's telling
the clones are
expected to receive an army or whatever that whole scene is. That's what he probably needs to do for Mandalorian. He needs to send out a little message.
I lost you.
And then he goes, yeah, it makes about as much sense as the show right now. Okay.
Facts.
Uncle Nephew, did you get a chance to see Mandalorian season 3, episode 2?
I have not.
Oh my god! Why did I even watch it?
This is going really well.
I'm starting to feel that
way
too.
Let's watch it.
I watched it.
That's anyways. Where I'm at. That's where I'm kind of at. I mean, like, do I even care? You know what I mean?
Yes. I watched. Listen, after I watched the first episode of Mando, I'm totally on board. But I did not get a chance to see episode 2. But listening to you guys talk about it, I can't wait to see it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Sounds awesome.
Just go right to the last 15 minutes.
That's all you need. The last 15 minutes.
It's only 30 minutes long.
Watch
the second half of the episode. It's like 30-ish.
Yeah, 45.
So no Muppet Babies this time.
It's Fraggle Rocked a little bit. Yeah,
Fraggle Rock.
Yeah, it's a little bit.
It's a Jim Henson joint. Yeah. We're going to talk about a show that I know Shane did see because I watched it with him on Sunday night.
Oh, bro date. Cute.
The second to the last of, bro date. The second to the last of The Last of Us. We watched this past Sunday. I'm going to start with Uncle Nephew Shane.
The penultimate episode.
What did you think of the last episode of Last of Us?
I thought it was very good. Very, very good. I thought it was really well acted once again by everybody involved. Yep. It was great to see Joel do some Predator action. Once he got a couple of penicillins in him. Next thing you know, he's up and around.
Yo, this dude was
that's all you needed is a penicillin. Man,
that dude in seconds. Oh, dude, man. Just it got was, that shot.
It was absolutely riveting to watch. Me and Frank kept looking at each other the whole time. Every time something wild would happen, me and Frank would just go, whoa. Like, what bodies of humans? What they're doing? Soylent Green is people. They're eating them.
Soylent Green is people. Yeah, dude.
But I thought it was amazing. I thought it truly was amazing. The only thing I was wondering is at the end, truly.
Oh, hey. Hey-o.
But at the, we were wondering at the end, we go, where did all the people go? Like, the town hall is burning, like, where everybody was meeting up. And does anybody
Showdown between David and Ellie at the end of the episode. Everybody else just, like, left. Why were they went bowling gone? Or something.
Yeah,
they
where did everybody go?
Did you think that, too?
No, I did. I was like, this whole place
where
is
where
on
these
fire.
Where
did
people go?
Maybe, like, maybe they were still cooking.
I didn't realize.
Did they eat everybody?
It was weird, right?
I didn't realize, like, how much, like, I was still on the fence about Homeboy Nick, because I haven't played the first game, so I don't know. Okay. I know most of the story, but I was like, where's this dude at? Like, is he good, bad, whatever?
You didn't catch the vibes immediately that he was, like, super sketch?
I didn't know. Well, but I was like, I don't know. You never know with this show. And then when he backhanded homegirl, I was like, all right, this guy's a piece of crap.
Well, then when he was like, you'll always have a father and you'll talk to him respectfully, I was like, some cult stuff. Yeah. Okay, this is some culty vibes.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you did you not get, like, kind of weird vibes before
I
you?
I did.
Before
I
anybody?
I did, but I was just like,
Did you know that wasn't venison meat?
Yeah.
You caught that, right?
Yeah. You could tell the awkward, like, the look.
He was like, all the characters. It's venison.
Yeah.
It's not your auntie. Yeah.
They about to eat that horse, too. They're going to eat that horse.
They were. I don't know. Sure.
Yeah. They're going to eat Bullet, Shane.
Yeah, Bullet's going to Bullet and Doc.
Biscuit.
They're gonna,
Biscuit.
Biscuit's going to get eaten. It's gonna
Biscuit.
Be on, put Biscuit on a biscuit, I guess.
But the coolest part, I think, that they're doing a lot of in this show is using some of the main characters or voice actors to be other roles in this. Like, I thought... what was his name? David, the culty guy. I thought the actor that played Nick? Joel, was it Nick?
Yeah, the culty guy.
Culty guy.
The one that like wants
it's David. No, it's David.
David.
The main culty guy.
The main cult.
Pastor cult. Yeah, it's David.
The head cult guy.
Head cult. David.
Yeah. I was paying attention. I swear.
Because you're thinking Nick. Nick is the friend that got his.
Oh, yeah.
That's
okay.
Who is Joel in the game. That's right. Who plays the
Nolan?
No, Troy.
Who? Oh, Troy Baker. Troy Baker.
Is the guy that got his neck cut by Bella.
That was
Bella
intense.
Ramsey, which was awesome. Was like, so he was like, it would be too on the nail.
It was awesome.
It was so sick.
It was great.
Yeah. It would be too on the nose if he were to play Joel, of course. And it would be kind of, it would be an interesting parallel for him to play David, which I thought would be cool.
He said something about playing. Yeah. He said, I would just be happy to
just
play
be
a clicker.
Yeah. And then he ended up kind of being like a side character, which was dope. I love that they're doing that.
Yeah.
So it's just like little things like that. Yeah. But I'm very familiar with the game. So as soon as I saw like the deer get shot, I was like, oh, there, here it comes.
Right.
And towards the end, like even the creepy like jail scene where he's you know, like you could tell that was extra creepy.
That made the end of the episode when she just goes crazy on him.
It made it so much better.
It felt so good. I was like, let's go.
Yeah.
They're doing a really good job of building Joel and Ellie's relationship, even when they aren't with each other.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Like, Joel is like trying to be a different person. He's not as violent as he used to be. But once he doesn't know where Ellie is and he knows, he don't give a damn.
He was like, I'll pop your kneecap off, dude. It better be where you point.
When he kills that dude after he points. points at the thing and he's like, your buddy better point to the same place. And he's like, oh, so he makes sure he tells him the right spot and he kills him. He's like, why? He was gonna tell you the right thing. He's like, nah.
I believe him.
I believe him. Dude, I was like, yep. Yeah.
I didn't cry at the end of the episode, but Shane had noticed something at the end when they get reunited and he hugs her. He calls her baby girl.
Yeah.
And that's he hasn't called anybody baby girl since Sarah. Yeah, and right. Shane, what was the other thing you noticed?
They almost dang near focus mainly on the watch.
On the watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, that watch. Yeah.
He calls her baby girl. Then you see the watch on his wrist.
I'm getting like a little
emotional. That tore me apart.
Yeah. I love that part.
You see the steady... the gradual just increase in tension throughout the whole episode. I love that.
And the coolest part about it.
It's masterfully done. It was masterfully done.
You think the whole episode, like, okay, Joel's going to come do the superhero thing. Come save Ellie. And she definitely does it herself.
Yeah,
100% capable.
And you can tell when she comes out of that, the burning building or whatever, that she's like, oh man, like, what did I do? What is this? What's going on? And she gets that embrace from Joel where she's
so
like,
so great.
I'm okay. Yeah, you know, that was okay. Yeah. I protected myself.
In them doing that, it's making it that this is not like a symbiotic relationship. She doesn't just need Joel. Joel needs her.
Absolutely.
Sure. Yeah. In every sense of the way.
She got
the
saved him. How many times has she saved him?
She got the penicillin, bro.
Yeah, no, for real.
Penicillin, you know, bro.
Stitched him up.
I love the part where she's like, where do I put this? What do I do with this? She's like, whatever. I gotta take a shot.
Right. Yeah. She tells him, when she's telling David, she goes, Ellie. The girl that broke your nose is Ellie.
Yeah.
Go tell them that.
The little girl that broke your hand or whatever.
That was great. I think the show has been really good. I don't know if I offended the variant. We were chatting about the episode a couple days ago.
Jonathan mad?
No, never. Paul, I'm either upset you or Jonathan. I go back and forth.
Yep.
And I told him, I said, the show kind of gives me Walking Dead vibes in a good way.
No, you already pissed him off.
I thought he was going to write like end transmission. Like, I'm done talking to you now. I was like, you said Walking Dead. I was like, done with you. But it does kind of have those vibes when we're in peak Walking Dead, when there's that all that tension there.
Right. Yeah, yeah, I agree.
It definitely felt like that. It's
I barely watched it, so I don't know.
Yeah.
No, I could see that. And of course it's a zombie show. It's gonna get that comparison.
You know what I'm saying?
Rick, Joel are gonna get the comparisons.
But I'm not saying
zombies
that's,
in it.
No, that's true. That's true.
I have a question for you. Ask it. Like, I don't really know. When she bit homeboy, if nothing had happened, was he going to change or was she just playing with him?
No, she was just playing with him.
Okay, because I was like, wait, is that like...
That was just like her scapegoat.
Okay, for sure. You
know? Yeah, calling a bluff.
Yeah, I was like,
because it's not... Right. She's not turning into anything.
Right.
It's
right.
Not affecting her.
Yeah. Like, I was just like, that would be interesting.
It would be cool, actually.
That'd be a crazy power.
I can't wait to find out.
It's like Blade.
Do you find out in the game so far why she carries the cure or why she does it? To this point, we don't know.
And I'm telling
it's kind of like in The Walking Dead where you don't find out where the virus came from. It's just like
The end of the first game is a really stellar way. Like, because somebody asked me, they were like, oh, so do they get the cure? And I was like, it is not that simple.
It is not that simple.
Right.
Well, I mean, I can't even go into it. But
yeah,
like,
I wouldn't know.
No, she is the cure, and how would you get this cure? The one cure in this whole, you know,
right?
It's got to weigh the risk to reward is a thing there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, anybody that's a fan of the game knows how this last episode is going to go. And if you've seen any of the trailers, dude, I cannot wait.
The Last of the Last of Us.
Yeah. The last episode of The Last of the
Will
Last
we
of
cry?
Us. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, you will. I'm going to be there next to you on the couch. Absolutely.
There's going to be like a
dry switch, those tears.
Like a switch and bait move that they're probably going to play. Oh.
Switch and bait. You just wanted to be different.
No, he switched that up.
I switched that up.
He chat shitted.
Right.
You know what I mean? Come on now, player. You know what I'm saying? My vocabulary is player.
Hand me that dick of dynamite.
My vocabulary is player. What does that mean?
Fire.
Come on,
fire.
Man.
You meant fire.
Who are you? Terrence Howard? What's happening right now? Come on, man.
Look, I know that, you know, we could go around the room and share our stories of like one of the characters that a group of characters that we've enjoyed for probably decades. the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Oh, yes. Okay, we got our latest, I guess, version or take. It's a Seth Rogen thing,
which is
that he's working on. He's very doing he did Invincible. Voices.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
that's true.
It comes out in August. We're gonna get. We're gonna take a look at this first trailer for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. What is it called? The Mutant Mayhem. Mayhem Mutants. Mutant Mayhems.
Mutant Mayhem.
Let's check this out. Coming out in August. Something.
Artwork looks dope already.
Yeah. Yeah. Nick.
Nickelodeon.
That was
the permanent teenager.
Yeah. All the feels, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I like the animation.
Yeah, that's cool. It's crazy.
Let's try that again, but with ninja stars.
So they sound like teenagers.
They're kids. Yeah, they're kids. Yeah. Teenagers. Like
my head. Just stop talking. You're ruining my concentration.
You're fine. Chill. He's gonna die.
That's great.
Wait, did you hear that? What was that? Well, nothing we can do. You guys want to grab pizza?
Yeah. Can I kick?
Mikey. What the heck are those things? They look like little Shreks to me.
Oh, we've prepared our whole lives for this.
Oh.
What happened?
This is funny, man.
Nice.
You know,
that'll be fun.
Yeah, that
so
looks like a lot of
you
fun.
You were baby turtles who made contact with mystery goo.
Well, we prefer the term ooze, but yeah.
It's like more like, it's just nicer.
It rolls off the tongue cool. Better, yeah.
Ooze.
It's nice, right?
You know, in the corner, ooze.
I love that. Cannibal Burris, I like
was that supposed to be a new April Neal or what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
April Jenkins?
August 2023.
Splinter? Master Splinter? Nope.
Jackie Chan is
Jackie Splinter. Jackie Chan is Splinter, yeah, bro. That's right. Pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
So you know how like girls will like base their opinion of people off of like their like astrology sign, like Sagittarius, whatever, so on and so forth. I feel like men do that, but with who's your favorite Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And I can tell you, I'd be willing to bet anything Sonny's is Raph.
Oh.
That's pretty on point, actually. Mm-hmm. That's.
Could you guess who my favorite Ninja Turtle is?
You're a Leonardo guy.
Tell me we don't sound like girls talking about astrology.
Shane, who's your favorite? Grover?
I was going to say, the count is my favorite.
The count.
Just don't say your favorite is Casey Jones, please.
No. Which one eats the pizza all the time?
Michelangelo.
Yeah.
Not him.
Mikey's awesome.
That's
Mikey's
probably nice. Me, actually.
He's who it is in The Last Ronin, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. That comic is Mike, fantastic.
Mikey spoilers, is whatever. Also the art piece gentleman drew for me when I served him.
Nice.
Kevin Eastman.
Yep.
Yeah, that was awesome.
You notice that the shout out to the creator in there. They have the little neon
sign. The Laird. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Peter Laird.
Peter Laird, the other co-creator.
That's cool.
Yeah. That was kind of cool.
I like that.
I'm interested.
I'm on board.
Yeah, I would have to say I'm Donatello because as a kid I was always a nerd.
You
intellectual.
Do Donatello.
I'm Donatello, but now as an adult I'm more like Casey Jones. I don't give a flip. I want to just rip.
Whoa, he doesn't flip.
It's like, gotta be I don't one like of anybody. The turtles, man. Come on, man.
Well, in that case, then Raph. Then
wait, Raph doesn't give a flip either.
Was
it
Stephen Amell that played
Casey Jones?
Mm-hmm. Jones
in the newer?
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah. Those movies are
Elias. I like Elias better. You know, old school. Old school movie. Turtles 1. 1990. Baby.
Guys, we got to get out of here. But before we do, what do you got for the people, Marcus?
That was a growl.
Hey. Read comics, everyone. If you're tired of them, go check out some manga. I know I'm getting tired. Marvel's really, really dying right now. So, hey, check out Chainsaw Man. Go back and do some Death Note. I mean, that was one of my favorites. Death Note, Chainsaw Man, Spy Family, Demon Slayer, even
Dragon Ball.
Just go ahead and do some manga, refresh the palette. DC has a really, actually, a lot of new titles coming up pretty soon now with the Dawn of DC era. So be sure to check that out. That'll be really cool as well. Yeah.
The cutie.
Whatever anyone does, try to show up to the studio on time. That's number one. Number two, we got to talk about Dwayne The Rock Johnson and that whole thing. Marcus said the.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to get into it next week.
Man, that's
a lot.
I can't wait.
Stay tuned. I want to see Donovan yell about that. Sonny, what do you got?
Same thing. I've been kind of on the no Marvel train lately, and I've been trying to just venture out into stuff. Go watch some movies. There's tons of stuff out there that aren't involved.
Nobody's on
kids.
Your train.
No one's on the train. Just petering up, you know.
Petering out.
Hey guys, have a great week.
Quan's face.
Paul, please save us.
Anyways,
Disneyland.
I wanted to do that after I watched Marcus do it. Anyways, go find us on Instagram at Into the West Comics, Twitter at Into _ Comics, TikTok Into the West Comics. A video is up right now. Like as this ends, you can go watch another video of us talking about Captain America Civil War. Let us know what you think about that.
Yeah.
And we post videos at least 3 times a week, and you can come and watch them and be like, yeah, these guys are fun. Or you can yell at us. That's fine too. Whatever.
A lot of people do that too.
Shout out to Johnny Max. Paul.
Feet Finder. I don't like Shane.
Oh, geez.
In Henderson, Johnny Max. Oh, my everybody go to God, Johnny Max. Bro. It's a great place.
Anyways, that's the show, guys.
I'm out of here.
Guys, two pieces of news. We want to congratulate a friend of the show, Philip Kennedy Johnson. He's going to be on Hulk with Nick Klein coming out in June. In the coming weeks, we're hoping to
be on here.
We're going to make connection with him and talk to him over here on the show. The other thing I was going to mention, John Bernthal is coming back to the Daredevil series. We're going to get into that. Segment coming out later this week, and you guys can check out. It's called What in the Hell's Kitchen is Going On. We'll be talking about that shortly, breaking down all things Daredevil related.
I'm
and
so excited for that.
What direction we're going in exactly with relationship to Daredevil. We will talk to you soon. Is it pizza time or taco time? We are Ninja Turtles. It might be pizza time.
I'm driving
Sonny
to Disneyland.
Y'all want to go watch Scream?
That's fine too. Let's do that.
You guys want to watch Scream?
Yeah, we'll go watch Scream. Yeah. Go eat some sushi and go watch Scream.
I'm down.
See y'all next week.
We'll talk to you guys soon.
All right.
Have a great evening. Love you.
Brush your hair.
Have a great evening.
Bye.
Find us on Feet Finders.
Don't do that. Don't even look at
it. It's going to be Sonny's feet. I hate Shane.